It's here and now. When we were in Charlotte, North Carolina in 2012 for the Democratic Convention, we went to a fundraiser for Team Red, White, and Blue. That's an organization that helps returning troops adjust to civilian life through sports. We met a number of veterans of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan who were getting started as young entrepreneurs. For instance, there was a Marine who'd lost part of his arm in Iraq. He was working to improve prosthetics. The guest of honor was Daily Show host Jon Stewart, a big supporter of veterans.
For me, it's just simple respect. I just feel like we all owe it to those that sacrifice so much for us to not forget about that, not just fighting the wars, but also then reintegrating everybody back into society. You just don't want to see them go through it alone.
The event was supposed to be a sort of networking barbecue for these young entrepreneurs. One of them was Matt Victoriano. He served in Iraq as a Marine sniper team leader. He told us about his business plan to open a microbrewery where he'd also train fellow vets to help them open their own business.
Imagine getting a beer bottle in the store and on the label, not just with the logo, you find the face of a veteran and his short story in a paragraph and how he's contributing to society and making an impact.
What a great idea, we thought. And today we want to check back in with Matt. He joins us from WUNC in Durham, North Carolina. Matt, nice to speak with you again.
You too. Thanks.
Well, but how's it going?
Well, it's been a roller coaster ride.
Did the brewery come to fruition?
No, but part of my training as a Marine was to improvise, adapt, and overcome. So I've been able to take the biggest part of my business plan, the social aspect, and carry that over to a new business plan that actually is about to start, hopefully.
Well, we want to hear about that. But first, what happened with the brewery? I mean, probably a lot of people listening to your story said, well, good luck, because breweries are hard. But what happened? Did you not get the funding? What happened?
I think my confidence in myself was a little more than what reality would allow for. It's extremely, extremely difficult to get financing. You know, it's really out of grasp for most people. So I, had to shift plans.
Did it surprise you that it was so hard for you to get financing? Here you were at this huge event. It seemed as if the world was your oyster. So many people wanted to talk to you. Did you think that, maybe because you were a returning vet, there actually might be a little bit of a leg up, that maybe it would be easier, maybe even because of that?
Yeah, that's what I had hoped for. Unfortunately, that's a fallacy, and I've found several things that are really extremely disappointing with not just the federal help for veterans when it comes to businesses, but, local community help also. And one of the big, I think, is it's almost a lie, was the Small Business Administration's Patriot Express loan, which touts how you're almost guaranteed a loan. I mean, they back up to 80% of it. You could, get approval within 36 hours, but it actually turns out that you have to get approved through private banks and meet all of their criteria. And only then, at the very last of the application process, if there's one thing that they're not too comfortable with, that's when they tap into the Small Business Administration loan. And I don't know how many times people have asked, well, why don't you use the VA's small business loan? I'm like, there isn't one.
So the Veterans Administration doesn't have any special programs for loans for veteran entrepreneurs?
No. And, I went to try to find some vocational rehab too. And the only program they have is if you're wounded, and I'm not wounded, so I can't, get vocational rehab either.
Well, you did mention in 2012 that you'd been struggling with post-traumatic stress disorder. Some would say that's a wound. How has that impacted how you were feeling?
I mean, that's been the driving force in where my life has gone since getting back from Iraq. And, I'd like to clarify that really it's not a disorder. And I think that's one thing that gets in the way of most veterans getting help, is that when you look at it through the lens of a disorder, then almost no one wants to deal with it, because we view ourselves as not having a disorder. And it is really a lot more effective to say post-traumatic stress. But the VA, they have a very detailed analysis in order for them to rate you with post-traumatic stress. And I didn't answer the questions right. So they said, you've got OCD and anxiety. I said a few expletives. I'm like, yeah, no joke. But then, fortunately, I started to go see a marriage counselor with my wife. I think it was about the fifth time she said, finally, if you don't do this, our marriage isn't going to work out. So I gave in. I'm like, well, fine. I don't have a problem, but I'll go if you go too, and, you work on your problems. And fortunately, there is a counselor there. She's worked with veterans dating back to World War II and some Holocaust survivors too. And she's gone across the country training other VA counselors. And since then, it's been a struggle. There have been a lot of ups and downs. But I think because of that, it's really enabled me to progress in what I'm doing with my business and with my family. And I think without going, it would have been a downhill experience that wouldn't have ended up well.
Hmm. And just to be clear, was she one who helped you accept the post-traumatic stress?
Yeah. I mean, she said, you know, if you would have just answered these questions, the same questions, I guess, periodically, you know, she's required to ask veterans these same issues. And I answered him, and she goes, yeah, you've got post-traumatic stress.
So in other words, if you'd known how to answer the questions that the VA asked you, honestly, you might have been able to qualify for a business loan. And as you were saying, you know, getting back to trying to start a business, as you were saying, the loans that were available through the Small Business Administration, the Patriot loans, you didn't qualify for those loans because you didn't meet the bank standards, which you had to meet before that loan. So it was tough to get money. But you've got something else going on. What are you doing?
Well, part of my idea was to have a bar. And when I realized that I wouldn't be able to get the necessary funding, you know, I looked at all of my financial options. You know, it was a combination of having credit card access, having my wife's parents give me a good portion of their retirement, which isn't a whole lot. I think it's like about $15,000 worth, which isn't a whole lot. And then the city of Durham actually had a competitive business grant. Unfortunately, I won it, but I won't receive that funding until I actually open the bar. I'm having to do a lot of the work by myself, but I've got the lease. The bathroom is framed. The bar is framed. We have to put up the duct work and then get a city rough-in inspection. Then we can throw up some drywall and paint it and then throw in some equipment and make some furniture. and then it's, you know, pass a health code and then it should be ready to go.
Well, what are you going to call it?
Intrepid Life Coffee and Spirits.
You understand? Coffee shop by day, bar at night?
Yeah.
Well, here's what I'm thinking. We have a lot of people listening, and many of them have been schooled in the art of running coffee houses and bars. And I'm wondering, maybe, you know, they could leave comments with advice for you.
Yeah. I could use all the advice I can get.
We'll have a little incubator for you at hereandnow.org. Best of luck to you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Again, if you have any advice as an entrepreneur who's been through what he's heading for, please send it to hereandnow.org. You just click on the comments section there, and maybe we'll start a conversation on Facebook as well. Let us hear from you for him. You're listening to Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.